Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about apps for summertime. What apps can support you for easy peasy traveling? How can you find a bathroom no matter where you are? Do you know where you can find a Wi-Fi signal at all times? Learn how to have a great summer with apps that can support you as we continue our month focused on summertime. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was truthfully inspired as a last minute decision. Guys, I am ready for Mercury to go direct. It has been crazy. I lost the first episode of this month recording. I lost the last, and I lost an interview. There was going to be an interview with a woman, had technical difficulties, so that's super difficult. I take time, I edit right, have everything planned, and it's just one of those times you have to trust life. You guys aren't meant to hear this woman. We'll have her back again. I have to write and let her know that the interview went kaput. It's technology. It's Mercury retrograde. I got in iTunes jail in February. I got in MailChimp jail. I don't know if I'm out yet because I guess a bot spammed. And so all these emails they sent, and they bounced back. So because it was a high percentage, they now have me in jail. So if you have the newsletter, hopefully we'll have one coming up, but I have no control over that. So I just have to kind of say, okay, I had wanted to do this interview, but we haven't done an app this year. And so just going to have to trust that you guys were all saying to me, hey, this is what I need. And we will be super duper thankful once Mercury is in retrograde. And what I love about this, we're going to have some travel apps, of course, but stuff that's useful to you year round. And I think summertime is a great time. And if you're listening down under, wintertime, you know, we can apply this at any time. Great time to test drive some apps, see if you think they're groovy. And then if not, and you just delete them. Now, caveat, make sure you're backing everything up. My iPod screen broke. I have been out without my iPad and we're showing houses, and that's how I get notices. Anyway, it's been super duper crazy. But one of the things I learned was that if your thing is full, your disk is full, see, I'm not very technically savvy, obviously, then it was messing with recordings and other things in my iMovie. It's just been crazy, guys. I've had to re-edit stuff, and I'm just going with the flow. All right, so let's get started. We've got a lot of groovy apps to tell you about. Foursquare City Guide. That's going to allow you to find great places to eat, drink, shop, or visit any city in the world. And you can access over 75 million short trips from local experts. Now, I think this is awesome, obviously, for traveling. And I, when I travel, like to know what people who live locally want to do. But how about in your own backyard? I'm going to be super curious to see what people are recommending in my town. So again, that's Foursquare City Guide. And a lot of these apps you should be able to find for both Android or iPhone, iPad, and all that good stuff. Okay, a staple I hope you already have, but just for traveling, I thought it'd be really good to talk about, is Google Maps. I love Google Maps. You can put in the address, and it's a pretty good, fast, and accurate guide to where you are, where you need to go. Now, my understanding, if I have gotten this all right, is they have merged with Waze. And I still have the Waze app as well, but it some areas, because it's my understanding that some people are fighting, they don't want the Waze app to exist, you can get information on traffic and incidents. And I have to tell you, Google Maps have saved us on more than one occasion when we've been traveling and hit an accident. And both times took us back roads, but I trusted the whole process and saved us a lot of time. So if you don't already have Google Maps, get that. And while you're hanging out with Google, consider checking out Google Translate. If you're going to be overseas and don't speak the language, I learned this on my honeymoon. We went to visit a small town, Tremonswali, where Tony's grandparents were from. Small, it was adorable. It looked over on the sea. There was a church, the school and houses. That was it. Little mini mart. You had to drive down the hill. So literally, that was it. But it was pretty incredible. But if you don't have Wi-Fi or internet, then Google Translate is worthless. Luckily, I knew a little bit of Italian. The bus driver knew a little bit of English and was very kind. Speaking of Wi-Fi, this is one you're going to want to want. The Wi-Fi mapper. And so you're going to be able to find Wi-Fi hotspots wherever you go. Now remember, don't do anything like your banking at these hotspots, because I'm sure that they are places that criminals like to grab your information. But this has the world's largest Wi-Fi database and helps you find hotspots near you. And that can come in super handy when you're traveling. And again, you don't need to go overseas for this. I know here, trying to find a Wi-Fi. So consider adding that to your apps. Zomato. So that's Z-O-M-A-T-O. So tomato with a Z. The number one app for finding the best restaurants with over a million places. You could find what's near you, and you can compare places, look at how people are rating it, the cuisines, how close it is to you. You can also look for food choices by browsing through the photos and reading what's included on the menu. So if you have someone that's vegetarian, gluten-free, vegan, or only eats seafood, whatever it is, that's going to allow you a lot of different options to find a good restaurant that will fit you. Overwhelmed by clutter? Feel stuck? Would you like to feel energized and excited? Are you not sure what direction to go? Julie Caraccio offers lifestyle coaching to people from all walks of life who know something needs to change, but they aren't sure where to start. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Okay, now here is one I've done in honor of my husband. And I can't remember, he always says, is it donde es baños? Where is the bathroom? He knows how to say that in Spanish. And he will repeat that often because that's all he knows. But sit or squat allows you to find the nearest bathroom facilities. And I'm telling you guys, as you age, you definitely want this. So if you're out traveling, you have little kids, you have yourself, sit or squat is going to allow you to find a bathroom. I have just heard about this, so I am definitely downloading this one. Now, I've done a couple different episodes on apps, and I always try to find new ones, and I don't think any of these, the Google Maps might have been included. I can't remember. I try to bring you fresh apps. And again, you're always going to have to check. As of this writing, they're all good to go, but guys, life changes. Unfortunately, there are times I wish I controlled the world, but I don't. So I'm going to give you a new one called PackPoint, which is a packing helper app. And what people say is so great about this is it has an intelligent packing list builder that virtually does it for you. You select the type of trip you're going on. So for instance, pleasure or business, and then you start choosing all the activities you expect to do while there. So it's kind of this great thinking for you. It's also going to check out the weather for your itinerary and is going to build a list for you based on your activities, whatever is going on, where you're traveling to, your types of clothing, and more. So that is the PackPoint app. If you are a nature lover, I have not forgotten you. Camp and RV. That allows you to search and discover resorts, campsites, gas stations, parking lots. I know some people travel. I read that great book, Driving Miss Norma, and they had an RV and would park, I believe it was a lot of times in Walmart parking lots. So if you are a camper RVer, you need to check out this app. It gives you a map of your location and points out all the stuff around you. And you can filter more specific things like where to park, where to eat, and then clear your results and start over. And they say that even in the most remote places with no access to internet, that this app will work. I haven't used it, can't verify it. So if you do, let me know. But if you're a camper RVer, I think that would be a must have. And then Meteor Shower Guide. It's a complete reference for finding out when the next meteor shower is expected to occur. It's going to include the peak dates and times according to where you're located. So if you're out camping, not in your hometown, it's going to be able to figure all that good stuff out for you. It will also look at weather conditions. So you'll know if it's cloudy, it might not be worth staying up till 3 a.m. because you might not see anything. Gas Buddy. I have Gas Buddy. That allows you to find the cheapest gas station where you are. And if you need to find a gas station, it's going to allow you to do that. You know, a couple times in Raleigh, we've had things happen where it's gone kind of nutso. And there was a hurricane in Louisiana and there was a gas scare in the Southeast. I remember, gosh, this was maybe 10 years ago. Gas shot up to over $5 a gallon. People were definitely price gouging. So Gas Buddy is going to allow you to find the cheapest gas no matter where you are. And you know what, guys? They laughed at me because I was at PetSmart the other day. And just so you know this, I did not know this. Chewy, which is an online service, I have to tell you, we do grain-free for the cats, and I can't find tuna, which is the one thing Thithi will eat. She gets real tuna as a treat, but for regular cat food. Anyway, PetSmart owns Chewy. So if you find it cheaper on Chewy and you're at PetSmart, pull up your phone and show the lower price, and they will give it to you. Aloe Bud is a self-care pocket companion. I love this. I think this would be a great app to have because especially summer, guys, we should be doing self-care not only in the summer, every single day. It allows you to complete self-care activities and check in, how are you doing overall? You can micro-journal with simple reflection prompts. Absolutely love that. And they're bite-sized to encourage writing while reducing overwhelming feelings. I have had to journal through this whole house process. Oh my goodness, guys. I have to tell you, I'm going to be happy once we have moved, once our house is sold and everything is completely done, because I'd forgotten how stressful. Well, actually, I don't remember buying a house as being this stressful, but I also wasn't buying and selling. So it's a lot. And then here are two apps that I use that I added at the beginning of the year. Thankful, and that's a gratitude app. You can add pictures and you get a prompt every day. And I've been without my iPad, so it's been really hard. So I've been trying to remember, okay, do it with the routine. When you're in the shower, have gratitude. It has a date. You can set up the reminder to say, okay, what are you thankful for today? So you get that little prompt on your iPad or your phone saying, hey, what are you thankful for? I love it. So that's an easy way to get your gratitude in daily. And the other one I got was I Am. And this is daily affirmation. And it's, again, prompts, and you do swipies, and you can, if you want, three or four affirmations, or maybe you just want one and can read them. But doing daily affirmations can help rewire your brain, build your self-esteem, and change your negative thought pattern. And then it allows you, if you want to do it five times throughout the day, it allows you to pick the number of prompts. And I believe back in January of this year or in 2018, I did an entire episode on affirmations if you want to check that out for just a little more information. So those are my summertime suggestions for apps. And if you have an app, please go ahead and share it. Take actions from today's podcast. Consider what apps you need to support you for the summer. Test drive today's apps. Research and try out different apps if necessary. Delete what you aren't using after a few weeks. Organize your apps. On next month's episode, we're talking about giving yourself permission. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.